T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What year did you graduate high school, Evan?
2001.
High school?
Yeah.
Is that right? So this was your 20th anniversary. Did you go to it or not?
I didn't even think there was one. Was there?
You're the big star from your graduating class. How did you not go?
I was never notified of anything. I don't think there was.
You big-timed your grad, your class. That's embarrassing.
I never knew if there was anything.
You never knew? You too busy?
I never heard about a reunion.
Wow, I can't believe you big-timed the people you grew up with.
I didn't big-time anything. I didn't know about it.
Maybe I was big-time because I wasn't invited.
When's the last time you even went back to your hometown?
To my hometown?
Yeah.
I hosted a Twitter baseball game there about 5 years ago at the old number 6 school.
5 years, and he blows off his 20th.
Well, first of all,
I'd like to apologize to the nice people of what's the town again?
Well, I went to Lawrence High School.
Lawrence, Long Island.
I didn't know
you deserve better.
I didn't know if there was any kind of celebration.
How do I know it was your 20th?
Because you did the math when I said 2000.
Because somebody reached out to me and said they wanted to put you in the Lawrence High School Ring of Honor.
Ring
but you no-showed at the some kind of event.
I was never invited to any event.
I'm just telling you what I was told. I don't care.
I'm telling you what I'm telling you.
You better reach out to the folks at Lawrence High School.
How can I reach out to anybody? Nobody's reached out to me.
Well, I'm just telling you what I was told, that you no-showed on the 20th anniversary get-together, and they were going to honor you with some kind of plaque or something and put you in the Lawrence High School
Ring of Honor. How would I know
Ring
about that? Shouldn't I have to be informed about that?
My cousin has this dopey idea. He goes, I got a great radio thing for you.
What's that?
He goes, with the news of John Gruden being kicked out of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Ring of Honor.
Oh, boy.
Yet, when you look around the league, you have, O.J. Simpson's in the Bills and Lawrence Taylor's in the Giants and... we've discussed a million times in the show this week already. He goes, why don't you do a new segment called Ring of Your Honor? And just do a ring of people did bad things. And I go, well, no. I don't want to do that. So he's like, no. He goes, just, you don't have to give me credit for it or anything, but I think people really like that.
Do you get that a lot? People saying, I've got this great idea, and then they tell you an idea, and it's, is what it is?
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
Yeah. It's usually, let me tell you, you could do that better. I get that. And it's usually from family members. I told you for 10 years, my father used to tell me, when I was like, Dad, it was great news, we're number one. Like, we're here, we made it, we're successful, like, blah, blah, blah. My dad would, whenever, I don't see him that often, but anytime there was a family get together, he'd say, I just don't see it. Like, I listen,
right.
And I just don't understand how that's possible.
Hey, keeps you humble, though, doesn't it?
Oh, no, my family keeps me humble.
Hey, you got to look at the positive.
If I haven't done enough bad things to make myself humble these days, my family's always there to remind me. So all good in that. All right, listen, your calls, we'll get to you in just 1 second. The new target in the sports cancer culture world today, and I guess it changes like the wind blows these days, is now Terry Bradshaw.
My guy Terry Bradshaw?
Yeah, so let me set this up for you. We have the audio, right?
What did my guy Terry do?
So last night, before the game, Erin Andrews is doing a one-on-one interview. And she is in kind of like, it looks like she's in a barn of some kind, right? Now Terry Bradshaw's obviously a big farm kind of guy. He has a farm. If you ever watched his reality show with his family, he's a big country bumpkin kind of guy, right? So when Erin Andrews throws it back to those guys live doing the game, she asks a question, and the question was, how old were you the first time you ever rode a horse? Okay, it's an innocuous question, right? There's kind of some weird, uncomfortable dead air. And then the question is repeated. And then Terry Bradshaw says, three. I was 3 years old the first time I rode a horse. And then he makes a comment. I'm going to let you hear it in a second, Evan, where he compliments her and acknowledges what she's wearing. Okay? So let me play it, and we'll tell you what's going on. Play it.
You got your cowboy boots on and your shirt. You're looking good. That was nice. I enjoyed that interview. Devin White.
Okay, that's it. So she's doing an interview with Devin White in a barn. They're talking about horses and whatnot and farm animals. And Terry Bradshaw says, I see your cowboy boots on and your shirt. You look good. And nothing else. It moves on. That is now being critiqued as creepy old man commenting on the looks of younger woman on TV. Terry Bradshaw's got to be fired. Now, I get recognized I'm not a young woman who might be offended by something that other men would not be offended by. But that's all it is, in context, exactly what you just heard. I don't think there's anything offensive about
that. Is Erin
Andrews
offended?
I would say she's probably not, but I don't know.
Okay. If she was offended, she could say privately to Terry, hey, don't
but
do
like,
that.
But like you hear that, he's not coming on to her. He's not being misogynistic. He's not saying anything about her legs, which were exposed in the outfit she was wearing. He merely said, after being asked about riding a horse, hey, nice cowboy boots, and I like your shirt. You look good. But nowadays, since we're all waiting for somebody to say something that the mob can, you know, vroom, like vultures attack, Terry Bradshaw's under major fire.
He's
right
not going to get fired.
I don't think he should either. But this, I only point this out because this is how crazy it is now and how ridiculous it is where the word police are out there, the cancel culture's out there. We have heard and seen creepy old men come on to younger women on television. We've heard it. We've seen it. We know what it looks like. That was not it last night. And I hope, and I'm sure the Fox company has his back, I hope that Erin Andrews does as well. And if that gets a guy fired, then nobody can ever talk on TV or radio ever again. Because there was nothing objectionable about that, at least in my view.
Dude, I agree.
Hey, nice cowboy boots.
I also think that...
Oh, by the way, the shirt's nice, too. You look good.
I also think that instead of people getting offended for other people, let the person, if they happen to be offended, handle it themselves.
Crazy,
like,
man.
Like, if Erin Andrews was bothered by that comment, then she goes to him and says, don't say that crap to me ever again. And that's it. I don't think someone watching at home has to be offended for her or create an opinion that she may not necessarily have.
Here are the headlines. I'll just read them to you real quick, and we'll get back to the phones all
the time. Tell me where the headlines are from, too.
Okay,
that
New York Post, a real bastion of journalistic integrity. They are not.
But they say.
Terry Bradshaw catching heat for cringy Erin Andrews comment. Awful announcing. Terry Bradshaw criticized for being a creep with Erin Andrews during TNF broadcast.
Wow. I mean, talk about opinions in a headline. Jeez.
Let's see.
Terry Bradshaw's a creep. Headline one.
Oh, okay. Hey, hold on. This is Justin Now. I believe, did he apologize? Let me see. Hold on.
No, I'm holding.
Hold on.
Still holding.
Hold on.
I'm holding as tight as I can. What do you want from me?
Terry Bradshaw, 73 years old. Bop, 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 bum. I don't see an apology.
Okay.
Here. And by the way,
I was holding.
I don't think there's one needed.
See, that's the thing. That's the first thing I said out of this. If someone's bothered by something, they have a right to be bothered by whatever the hell they want, but they're the person.
Now,
what bothers me is when I hear other people getting offended for someone else. Like, if Erin Andrews is bothered by that comment, she certainly has enough clout, Craig, to go to Terry Bradshaw and say, hey, dude, I don't want that again.
Right.
And that's it.
Right.
It doesn't have to be somebody on Twitter with the name John1732 getting offended and calling him a creep.
Here's how I view it, though.
Yeah.
Like, Erin Andrews could put this to bed right now. Right?
By saying everyone's got to calm down.
She's aware that he's taking bullets all over the place on social media. And maybe she has come out. I haven't seen it. All she has to do now is say, I've known Terry for 30 years. He's nothing but great to me, professional and everything else, and supportive. And I was not offended by those comments whatsoever. Put it to bed.
Here's the problem, though.
He's twisting in the wind now.
No, you're adding.
Well,
I haven't finished. You're adding. You're adding validity to just a couple of dopey headlines.
It's in the newspaper now. Just because something's in the
newspaper doesn't mean you have to give it credibility. Like, you could think it's so absurd and say, I'm not even going to comment on that. So I see what you're saying. I get it that, yes, she could put an end to it. But you're also giving credibility to those that are making a big deal out of it.
Like, NJ.com, they're the bastion of everything that's right in this world. Hall of Famer Terry Bradshaw gets creepy with Aaron Andrews. Like, play it one more time. Ken, if I'm wrong, I'll take it. How is this creepy?
You got your cowboy boots on and your shirt. You're looking good. That was nice. I enjoyed that interview. Devin White.
Like, that was creepy? I don't hear it as being creepy.
I don't hear it as creepy. I'm also not, you know, the person he's saying it about, right. I guess, which could change.
I mean, obviously, you could change your perspective on it. Her boots and shirt, like, why comment on it at all? Okay. I think you have a better leg to stand on there, especially after all the crap that goes on and, you know, with people being, canceled and all this stuff, that everyone should know better. Just don't do that. Okay. I think that's a fair argument to make. But was that creepy? Is he hitting on her? No, he's not. At least in my opinion.
Yeah,
but
he's
next.
Impression.
So, and the other guy that's next.
You're saying he's next, he's going to get fired?
He's not going to get fired. All the focus is on him.
Yeah, but it'll go away.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Do you think he's going
to
be fired?
I think on Sunday during their pregame show, he has to address it.
Well, no, he may apologize. I have no idea what's going to happen with that, but he's not going to get quote-unquote canceled.
Here's the other guy under fire.
Yeah.
NFL lawyer. Who's, I guess, very chummy.
Pash.
Very chummy with the Washington football team to the point where he rescinded one of the fines against them, not involved with this case,
Right. Looked
out for him, and kind of held Washington's hand, it seems, through a lot of the investigative type stuff, like, I got your back. We know you didn't mean anything by that type of stuff. So the NFL's now got one of their own who is under fire publicly as well, so we'll follow that. Now, this just handed to me. Are you ready? Daniel Jones, in regards to playing on Sunday, the independent neurologist has spoken, Evan. Which way do you think he went?
Oh, he's definitely playing.
Damn it. He is being...
What did you think? I was going to get fooled?
I was hoping.
Everything over the last few days has trended towards the fact that he was going to be approved and ready to go. He got through the five steps of getting out of concussion protocol.
How about this? Not only was he approved, he's not even listed on the Giants injury report.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he's been cleared, he's good to go.
Yeah, but you could still be on the injury
for
report.
For what?
Head.
Yeah, but it's fine. He's out of concussion protocol.
Yeah, but you still on the injury report, you go like, Saquon Barkley, ankle. Darius Slayton, thigh.
Yeah, but his head has been, quote,
Daniel Jones,
healed.
Head.
It's been healed.
Head.
His head is healed. That's why he's able to play. Like, Kadarius Toney has an ankle injury, so I'm sure he's listed as
okay. Probable
or questionable with an ankle injury. Same thing
head.
With Andrew Thomas. No, but they're good. It's all good to go. Concussion gone. Let's go.
Here's Mike in East Rutherford. By the way, thank you to Grubhub. We're on SNY. What's up, everyone on SNY? What's going on today, Michael?
Hey, what's going on, Craig? What's going on, Evan? How you guys doing?
All right.
Good.
All right. Hey, quick question. First of all, Craig, I got to say, I got a lot of respect for you, man.
Thank you.
Now that the gambling's legal and all that, like, I have a lot of respect for you because it's thrown in your face. I just wanted to say that.
Well, I appreciate it. It is in my face, and knock on wood, I've been strong enough that it is not... Has not forced me off the course that I'm currently on. So
yeah,
I
apologize that I have to read about it every 42 seconds.
It's like weird. I mean, I feel bad for you. And I don't feel bad, but, you know, I have little struggles myself.
Sure.
So I know what it's like, man. I just, like I said, I have a lot of respect for you because it must be frustrating.
I appreciate it very much. And
no
I'm
problem.
Blessed that I've not gambled today, and I'll go one day at a time.
Hey, absolutely. Two things. Like when Daniel Jones got knocked out, and then he got taken out of the game.
Yeah.
Why didn't the dude Adams from the Packers? Why did he get to come back He got laid out.
So here's what they do.
Yeah,
I saw, and I happened to see that game as well. So, you know, they take those guys into that little blue tent that's on every team's sideline, and there is a doctor there in the moment. So whatever Devontae Adams said to the doctor in that moment convinced the doctor that he was fine and good to go. I guarantee you the days following that, that they had him checked out.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. Because he had his bell rung pretty good.
It's a tough thing because you want to protect guys. You want to protect guys from themselves. You want to protect guys sometimes from the team. But you also want to give them the ability to keep playing if you deem that they're good to go. Again, there's only 17 games. It used to be 16. There's only 17 games. Guys want to play. So they make that decision in the tent. Now, once you're in concussion protocol, they've got this five-step program that usually takes more than a week. Daniel Jones was able to fly through his program of the different phases that got him to this point where he was cleared by an independent neurologist. But, yeah, in that moment in the tent, they're trying to figure out right then and there, is this something where we need to put him in protocol?
Yeah, there's two different things. There's in the middle of the game is a guy available to go back, and then there's all the protocol post-game, and that's all about him being eligible for the next game. So, you know, Devontae Adams was obviously clear-headed right away.
Right.
Was able to answer whatever questions they have. I'm sure they do the eye test and all that stuff. And that's why he played. But there's no doubt he was tested the days after that, for sure. Remember that lunatic Danielle that called last week?
Yes.
And we said, call back next Friday.
Yes.
She's on the line.
She's
we'll get
back.
To her.
Nice.
And Sam's been hanging for a while on your dead fish handshake thing regarding George Steinbrenner. What do you got, Sam?
I got a great story. I'm 13 years old. I'm in Yankee Stadium. This is the 1999 World Series Game 3. Me and my dad headed to our seats up the ramp to the mezzanine in the old stadium. And suddenly the elevator door opens up. And, you know, just me trying to get to my seats in time for game time. You know how that is.
Yep.
My dad shoves me into the elevator. I'm like, Dad, what the hell are you doing? I turn up. I look up. And there he is, George Steinbrenner. Sitting next to him was Billy Crystal, just standing there staring at me.
Right.
And I, like, put my hand out to shake his hand, and he absolutely crushed my hand. Old, the boss himself. And he's like, let me teach you a lesson in life, son. I look up, I'm like, yes, Mr. Steinbrenner? He's like, listen, you make one impression. If you don't rock that handshake and shake it hard, I'm going to think of you the way I think of you right now. Weak. Now get out.
Wow. What a lesson.
Awesome.
That is amazing.
So he kicked you out of the elevator?
The security guard did. But since then, every time I meet somebody, I absolutely destroy their hands.
Since how about that?
And you learned it from George Steinbrenner. He gave you a life lesson that you never could have gotten anywhere
that
else in that matter.
Incredible.
It was unbelievable. It was surreal.
Now, hold on.
Imagine.
So now, what did your dad say when you got up and came out?
He said, holy crap, we just met George Steinbrenner.
He's enamored by that.
Great story, Sam. Thanks for sharing, buddy.
You got it.
Oh, hey,
it.
Real quick, have you remained a Yankee fan?
Oh, come on now. I'm
have you remained a Yankee fan?
Maybe George Steinbrenner scared of it to be in a Mets fan.
Sam says, I'm 13 years old. I'm at the 96 World Series, or was it 99?
99.
Okay, he's at the 99 World Series. They're about to win their third title in 4 years.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam, did you remain a Yankee fan? No, I decided I wanted to root for losers. I mean, come on.
That was the night Chad Curtis hit that home run over Brian Jordan's glove. That
was
yeah.
Big so time, you're telling me that a year later you were rooting for the Yankees over the Mets?
Oh, is that a joke? Is this a serious question?
No, he's joking.
I'm just checking. All right. All good, Sam. Thanks, buddy.
Game three of that World Series was that
yes,
one.
Yes, that was the Brian Jordan game, if you remember correctly.
Well, that was the Chad. You don't even have to ask who won.
It was the Chad. Right, because they swept them. It takes an easy.
That was, I think the Yankees swept that series.
Yeah, I think it just.
Yeah, they won like 12 or 14 straight World Series games.
Something like that.
You remember how game one went? John Rocker blew. It was Rocker and whoever started that game, and the Yankees just wore out whoever started that game to get to the bullpen, and Paul O'Neill hit a seeing eye single to right field. And that's when, as a Met fan, I'm looking up saying to myself, these sons of bitches, we can't touch the Braves. We can't beat this team. And here's Paul O'Neill hitting a little RBI single, gave him a lead. They won game one. They won game two. They won game three.
They swept them.
They won game four. Remember, to C-Mac's point, they won four straight in 96, four straight in 98, four straight in 99, and the first two games in 2000. So what's the math on that? How many straight World Series wins?
It was a lot.
4, 8, 12, 14.
Yeah, if I remember that series right, though, Mariano was the MVP of that series.
Did you remember that
World
right?
Series. That's just my memory of it.
I love when Craig remembers things.
That's my memory of
what
it.
What else do you remember?
The Chad Curtis home run which I think gave them the victory in game three.
I already said that.
It was 6-5. That was a 6-5 game right there. And if I'm really not mistaken, here's why you remember that World Series, not just because the Yankees won it. Something else took place during that World Series that became infamous.
What's that, Craig?
Jim Gray's interview of Pete Rose was game two of that series.
And I think Chad Curtis, after he hit that home run, so he hits the game-winning home run, Jim Gray goes to interview Chad Curtis, and Chad Curtis, I think, said, I'm not talking to you, Jim.
Yeah, and
the Yankees protested because of Gray's treatment of Pete Rose.
He said, as a team, we made a decision not to talk to you. He told them right there on the field.
We're not talking to you. That was the Jim Gray Pete
Rose.
By
the way, that's a good pull by Craig Carton all by himself.
See that?
Didn't use a computer, just use that noggin.
Listen, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I do what I do.
You do it.
I just do what I do.
Do it well.
You remember that, though?
I do. Yeah.
I hated Jim Gray. America hated Jim Gray. I still don't like Jim Gray.
I actually
from that day
find myself
and
listening.
Because he's annoying as F.
I found myself listening to Jim Gray and Tom Brady's podcast or whatever it is, just to laugh at how much he kisses the ass
of Tom Brady.
Yeah. Like, I literally listen to it just to laugh. It's my entertainment. Because I hear Jim go, oh, Tom, that was amazing. Tell me more about how you're still so good. Well, you know, Jim, I battle. I train every day. Got a beautiful wife. I know, Tom, you're the greatest. I just get such a kick out of it, man.
The other thing I remember about that is I believe you'd have to double fact check me on this. 4 months earlier, the Knicks, of course, were in the NBA Finals.
Well, that we don't have to fact check. That was accurate. 1999.
No, Bob Costas called both.
Called both what?
The World Series.
Yeah, no,
and the NBA Finals.
I know. And I still have the haunting call of Bob Costas as Kenny Rogers walked Andrew Jones. Because remember, the Yankees are in the World Series. They have won the American League Championship. They defeated, as you know, the... Come on, you remember all this stuff?
I'm reading something about Joe Morgan here.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyhow, the Yankees defeated the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Were you asking me a question? What was the question? I'm sorry. I was reading about Joe Morgan, who passed away.
Who the Yankees defeated in the ALCS?
The Red Sox.
Of course.
Yeah.
4-1.
Great!
Pedro,
I'm a Yankee fan, man. You can't try to embarrass me and question me on these things.
I'm setting you up. So the Yankees are in the World Series.
That's right.
The Mets are down 3-0 to the Braves. They come back. They win game four. They win game five, grand slam, single, all that.
The
game
Mets made the playoffs that year?
Dude. don't start with me. Game six of the NLCS, they're down 6-0. Al Leiter got how many outs in game six of that?
None.
Zero.
That's right.
Couldn't get a damn out.
Couldn't
I love that.
Anybody out.
Piazza hits that dramatic opposite field home run off of
the Atlanta Braves.
The Atlanta Braves starter turned reliever,
John Smoltz.
Look at that. And the Mets blew two leads. But when Kenny Rogers walked Andrew Jones with the bases loaded, the final call Bob Costas had haunts me to this day. He screamed at the top of his lungs, bring on the Yankees. I'll never forget it. Bring on the Yankees. Yeah. Hey, Bob. The Yankees brought it, pal. Oh, they brought it all right.
Hey, Tom, call Bob up. Tell him that Evan has PTSD.
Haunts me.
About that call.
It haunts me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think about it. I'm a kid at this time. This is my first big moment as a Met fan. And I don't blame Bob. I blame Kenny Rogers. I blame Armando Benitez. I blame John Franco.
Yeah,
and
let's
I blame
call
LA.
Bob up and just tell him.
But when he makes that call, bring on the Yankees.
Yeah. You have Bob on the line yet or no? You guys now, they have the call.
The 3-2 pitch. Bring on the Yankees.
You know why you're laughing?
Because call Bob up.
The 3-2 pitch. Bring on the Yankees.
You're laughing because you find it funny I got it that accurate. you're thinking to yourself, holy crap.
You remember what you remember. Yeah.
Bring on the Yankees. Yeah. And Yankee fans, have a good laugh because they brought it.
Yep.
They didn't lose a freaking game.
Matter of fact.
Oh,
wasn't particularly close.
Oh,
it was not a close series at all.
No.
Well, game one was close.
I mean, they beat them.
Well, listen, of all those, you know, dude, World Series,
game three
went
to 10 innings, right?
And game one was a close game. I'm telling you, Paul O'Neill, I think, got the game winning hit on that C&I single. And then they broke it open.
The Yankees didn't score until the eighth inning.
Well, the Paul O'Neill
and they put the four runs up in the eighth, and so the final score was
99
indicative.
is the least memorable of those groupings of World Series.
Oh, you've got least memorable World Series. Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
Of the four they won in the 5 years?
Dude, I can't wait. I pray to the sports lords. I can say that to Craig. You know, that NBA title I won with KD, that was the least memorable.
4-1, 7-2, 6-5, and 10.
What was game four?
Game four was 4-1.
4-1.
Yeah, and the Atlanta got their only run in the eighth. Leyritz had the home run in game four as well. It is nice that you could pick, like, you know, which is your favorite championship? It really is.
Wait a second. What is your favorite? The dynasty, the first one, or beating
the Mets?
It's
got to be 2000.
Well, but you also have 98, the greatest team ever assembled.
Yeah, but that was a foregone conclusion that team was going to win.
Nah, wait a second. That's the greatest baseball team, for my money, I've ever seen. I think a lot of Yankee fans would agree with that. So you've got three choices, and I agree 99 isn't one of them. Mm-hmm. 96 is your first. It's like losing your virginity, right? Well, 98, the most dominant team we've ever seen, and 2000, sticking it to the little guy. Yeah. So your choice, pick.
It's not 2000, as much as it really isn't. That was more like relief.
We better
win. Could not have lost that World Series. It would have been a disaster. I think it's the first one. I think it's 96. Because I remember being on the floor crying after the first two games that they got killed. Yeah. I mean, they got embarrassed.
You're talking 96?
96. The first two games at Yankee Stadium got embarrassed.
And also, see,
and I remember crying and looking up at my dad. I'm like, they're going to get swept. He's like, yeah, they probably are.
And think about how
the Braves are just way better.
They're going to get swept, and your dad goes, yeah, they probably
Well, they got annihilated in the first two games at home to a team that looked like a dynasty. And think about how you won.
And that's what
Game four and game five.
Yes.
The Leeritz game, the 1-0 game.
Right. When I think of Andy Pettis still to this day, I think of that game.
Luis Polonia off the bat, you're like, we're dead. You know?
96 might be my favorite.
What's crazy about that series that most Yankee fans won't remember, and again, please fact check me if I'm wrong. Do you remember who the MVP of that series was?
Yes, come on.
You do?
Yes, everybody knows that.
Everyone knows that?
Yes. Let's see if Loogie knows that. Loogie,
I bet he doesn't.
World Series MVP, 1996.
He doesn't know it.
He does know it.
Come on, no way he knows it.
He knows it.
I believe no way he knows it.
Guarantee he knows it.
Of course he doesn't know it.
Do you need a hint?
I think he's cheating. Look at him.
I think
you can see him typing it to Google.
No, we're hearing you.
We hear you. Unfortunately, your mic's working.
Can you repeat the question?
No.
He's looking it up.
He's looking it up.
I told you to know. Johnny Wendlandt, of course.
Yeah. Turn this mic off.
Build the bridge to Mo.
Turn the mic off. He didn't know.
Build the bridge to Mo. No, Mo is the bridge to Wendlandt.
How could you be a New York sports fan in this town, and he wants to be a talk show host, Craig, and he don't know that John Wendlandt was the World Series MVP?
Well, I forgot.
Embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
How did you not know that?
How will I live with myself this weekend for not knowing that?
Do you know the
want to play this game.
Do you know who the 2000 World Series MVP was?
He doesn't.
Get out if you don't know. All right. Okay. No, seriously, we were going to fire him if he didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I did.
But you did. You survived.
Yep.
Well, you get into some of those historical facts. I mean, get serious. Someone's fired
you. No joke.
That would have been fired.
Craig, that would have been fireable.
That's bad. He's right.
No, Kaluga even acknowledges that.
That would have been bad.
Yeah, it would have been fireable.
Wetland,
yeah,
not so much. Jeter, for sure.
Not fireable, just disappointing. But 2000.
If you didn't get Wetland, you kind of get a pass. It is 25 years ago now. Yeah. But if you don't know Jeter, you're fired.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 1,000%.
That's fair. Oh, there's so many other lines I want to say right now that you just can't say.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Giants defense has been their weakness this team. Now, yesterday, James Bradberry was on the Fan with Carl Banks and Big Mac, and he acknowledged that he's playing like crap. And he said, listen, we're just not playing well. It's not about schemes, not about coaching. It's about how we're playing. And then at the end of that interview, I think this will go a long way for you Giant fans, your mascot, Big Mac, who represents John fans here on the radio station, did get a little sensitive and soft with James Bradberry yesterday. So if you do win and pull off the upset, you might have to thank the very sensitive, loving, and caring Chris McMonagle.
No doubt.
Who at the end of their interview yesterday said, could you, before I let you go, could you bring home a win on Sunday? Just like Stallone's wife in Rocky II. Well, what Adrian. Are we waiting for? Yeah, Adrian Balboa. Rocky, come here. Come closer.
That's a good Rocky imitation.
I said, go get us a win. I think I even threw a baby in
Billy,
there.
Could you please go get us a win?
Oh, come on.
Could you bring home a W?
Hey, just go with a Big Mac, because if they win, you get all the credit. Like, two things happen if the Giants
get
win.
No credit.
Of course
Craig,
I won't.
Craig gets crucified as the guy who said they had no chance, like arrogantly destroying them. And you get credit for kissing James Bradberry's tuchus.
I don't think that's kissing ass. I inspired him.
I'm all for it, dude.
There's an old Motown song that goes, ass kisser.
Never heard that one. No.
The OJ
that didn't
sang
make the
it.
Dick Clark
you didn't hear
encyclopedia
the OJs?
Of oldies.
It was the sound of Philly. That's probably why you didn't hear it.
Oh.
It was the OJs. Some people call it Backstab, or some people just did a remake of it called Ass Kisser. So here's what I'm going to do for you, Big Mac.
Oh.
I'm going to indoctrinate you real quick into the pole of blame. The blame pole.
You're preempting my blame
pole?
Yeah,
I'm putting you right up there.
Wait a second.
You can't preempt the blame pole. This is Minority Report?
No, hold on a second.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You of all people, cannot put Big Mac up and blame him for the loss. He only gets credit for the win because all he did was ask James Bradberry nicely, get us a win.
Could you please do me a favor?
James Bradberry's been terrible this year. I'm not putting that on Big Mac.
You know, there's the old story, which is not true, that a sick kid asked Babe Ruth to hit him a home run. We've actually seen that in real life. You know, unfortunately, kids are not well. Have asked their favorite player to hit home runs, and it's actually happened. It's been these great stories. Well, Big Mac acted like the sick kid yesterday. James, before you go, could you, do you think it's possible, because I may not make it to Monday, could you bring home a win on Sunday? Please.
I don't know where you're getting this from.
Well,
I don't know what made you wake up this morning and want
to
come up with this nonsense.
Wake up, I went
nonsense.
To bed thinking it. Yeah. I went to bed thinking it. I woke up thinking the same thing I thought going to bed.
I want to play it now to justify.
Well, we'll play it coming up. All don't right. worry. We'll play. Didn't hear it.
I think I basically heard it. I mean, Craig pretty much described
it.
Yeah.
He nailed it. Yeah.
I think my version is exactly the same. There's no reason to play the real version.
Very much so.
Here's John in Wayne, New Jersey. John, what's up?
McMonagle, Lil Anthony, Carton Roberts featuring the smooth and stylistic sound of Thomas. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Billy.
Yeah. I don't know if he's listening, but CeeLo, thanks for all your effort, bro. Yeah, I know you'll kick out. Good luck in your future endeavors. Three, Pigs Bank. I want to throw my suggestion in the box. And Piggy Bank, the Arkansas Razorbacks Pig Suey chant with Sue E. Waldman.
So check this out. For the tailgate party November 7th, I can make an official announcement about that now. They've asked me for the last week or so, we want a name for it and kind of like beyond just spanking the pig, like what are we doing? All right? So even Big Mac and Thomas don't know about this. Evan knows about it. So here's what we're doing November 7th. The first ever tailgate party that Evan and I will do together now has a name, and it has a theme, and it has an agenda. The name of the November 7th event, which will be at Reds, which is right across the street from MetLife Stadium, is... Are you ready?
That's my attempt at a drum roll.
The FSU Festival, or Fest. We're doing a live FSU-ing before the Giant game. It's the first annual Carton and Roberts FSU Fest. Now, for those of you that might be new to the show, FSU, it is not a college reference. It stands, Evan, for what?
F stuff up.
Yes, FSU, FSU. You got it? Bleep, bleep, up. And we are going to do that live with all of you during the event. So it's the first annual FSU Fest here on The Fan. So our friends at Von Rohr, who have sponsored the Blame Poll, I've already reached out to them to also bring the sledgehammers and the other equipment that we need to destroy things. So I'm very excited about it.
And that will guarantee a New York football giant victory later that day.
Well, listen, I'm 5-0 with the Pig Spanks. We've never done an FSU Fest, but since the Pig Spank is really the...
I figure it carries the same aura.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's
it's
no doubt
about it. It's got to translate into a victory.
Oh, it's a guaranteed W. Listen, it is a guaranteed...
La, 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 lock it up.
A guaranteed win for the New York Giants. November 7th. Make sure you get out there. The official party starts at 10. We'll be out there at 9, having a good time. Wendy's is coming. Premier Sausage is coming. Lots of Balls is coming. Von Rohr is coming. I think we locked in Life Speed, my favorite Jersey cover band. They're coming. We got hot dogs and sausage and wings and girls and things and bands and stuff.
And... FSU.
And two pigs. We have two pigs. I thank my friends at Romeo Meats in Brooklyn. The greatest New York butcher, of course, Romeo Meats. They are supplying these suckling pigs in addition to Tommy Perrone at Brooklyn Roots, who's preparing the pigs that Romeo Meats is kind enough to supply. It's going to be off the charts. And I might even play the drums.
Oh, God, that's the cherry on top right there.
There you go.
Get that
right,
treat.
Danielle's in Staten Island. Hi, Danielle.
Hi. Hi, guys. Hi, Carton. Hi.
How you doing, Sugar Plum?
What's up?
I know you guys missed me. I know you missed me.
I've thought about you all week, and I still think about you, baby.
And look, I even made your Instagram page. Look at that.
Nice. So let me ask you a question, right? If you and I were having, like, a Zoom call, and you were wearing, like, cowboy gear, like boots, the kind of denim, you know, shirt, whatever, and I said, oh, by the way, I see your boots and that shirt. You look really good, and I thought you did a good job interviewing whomever, right? Would you take offense to that, or would you accept that for the compliment it is?
I would accept it as a compliment.
Right.
And that proves Terry Bradshaw did nothing wrong.
Bang! We've just
proven
it. Terry Bradshaw's off the hook.
The debate is over.
You see?
Danielle accomplished it. Thank you.
Danielle,
how... Now, listen, I have a question for you guys. Can I ask a question?
Of course. That's why you're here.
All right. Being that we love our New York teams, right? Who would you rather see, the Red Sox or the cheating Astros?
Great question. If you worked at SNY and didn't have a brain. but since you do have a brain and don't work at SNY, that is a stupid question. Because, I'm going to walk you through it. There was a dopey poll on the show a couple days ago, and I yelled at them. I'm going to kind of yell at you, too, okay? If you're a Yankee fan, you don't root for either one of those teams.
No, I know, of course.
No,
of
you
course,
don't know because you asked.
I wanted to ask you guys a question. But listen, why are they even allowed to play after all that cheating stuff that happened? Why are they allowed to play?
See, now, let me ask you a question. You've hated the Red Sox your whole life because you're a Yankee fan, right? And now, because of the cheating scandal and the Game 7, et cetera, stuff, and the buzzer and the trash cans and all that crap over the last couple of years, you now suggesting the Astros should have been banned or sent to like a lower division like they do in soccer, right? So answer your own stupid question, if you may. And that is, Which team would you rather see get to the World Series?
None. Nada.
Bingo.
Nothing. Nobody.
See, you
Nobody.
Turned it around, Smarty Pants. That's the right answer. Yankee fans, if they're going to root at all, are going to root for the National League team in this particular World Series.
I hate to correct you, but earlier this morning, I was at the bus stop with my son, and I met a gentleman who is a huge fan of the Carton and Robert show. Nice guy. In fact, I remember his name. He said his name was Rob.
Did you call him Pots and Pans?
I didn't. I should have. I apologize. And Rob was telling me, as a diehard Yankee fan, how hard he's rooting for the Astros because he can't stand the Red Sox. So there are some Yankee fans
no, they're not.
Who have picked a side.
No, Rob,
there are.
Rob's not a Yankee fan.
He's not a Yankee fan. You of all people are telling Yankee fans who's a Yankee fan?
That's right. Any self-respecting Yankee fan says, Ugats! To this particular World Series. Ugats!
ALCS.
That's what you say.
Yeah.
All right?
Wait, now, can I just say something else, too?
I mean, can I stop you? Probably not, so go ahead.
Last week, my boyfriend was mortified, but whatever. He laughs at this, everything I ask and everything, but whatever. So he also told me that Pretty Boy Stanton makes over 300-something million for his contract. I almost fell off the chair.
Who's that? Okay.
Giancarlo Stanton, Pretty Boy Stanton.
Yeah. Pretty Boy Stanton, he's a 1920s mobster. I love it.
Now, listen, with that salary, he should be hitting every ball with his eyes closed, and those balls should be hitting the expressway
with
that kind of money.
You got one thing right. He does swing a lot with his eyes closed. You got that right. So what are your plans? You've got hockey now. Basketball starts next week. And you have the New York Giants on Sunday. Are you guys a Giants household or a Jets household?
Giants.
And what are your thoughts on the game? Will they beat the Rams, yes or no?
I say no. And look, what did I tell you about Brady last week? Look, he won again. You see?
Yep.
You're right.
You told us. You were right. Okay. When you're right, you're right.
Brady won again.
Maybe they need to call A-Rod back and he could come out of retirement.
Oh, that's just because you just think he's hot.
No, he used to be. He's not good anymore.
Because he's got the man anymore. Boobs, right? let me ask you this. Let's say you had a chance and your boyfriend was okay with it one night and you had a chance to be with A-Rod in a, sexual manner, right?
Oh my and God, let's my say, listening. My parents
are listening. That's fine. It's all right. They don't know it's you. And then.
Oh, they know it's her.
You guys, you go into the room and you get more comfortable. Alex Rodriguez comes out of his room. He's more comfortable. He has no shirt on. And you recognize that he has man boobs. Do you quickly get dressed and leave and laugh at him? Or do you go through it because it's A-Rod?
No. Ugh, no. He's not cute. Mm-mm.
Ugh, right?
No, he's not good looking. He used to be in his prime, but no more.
Sure, I'm with
him
you.
Him and Gita, no good
what
anymore.
What if it's Stanton? What if it's Giancarlo Stanton who walks in?
He's handsome.
I mean, he's okay. I mean, he's okay.
I agree.
Listen,
he's
if
not
he was a regular
hot.
Guy walking down the street, nobody would look at him if he was a regular guy walking down the street.
I'd probably disagree with you on that.
I'd look at him. I mean, he's big, he's strong. I think people would look at him.
Something you want to tell us?
Nothing. I'm just making an observation.
Is that right? Everyone stop and look at him?
I would. I admit it.
Is that right?
I'd stop and say, well, he's built.
Daniel, final thing.
Yes.
I'm going to play audio for you, okay? And I want you to be, you're going to be my interpreter for this moment, okay? So cool. I'm going to play a piece of audio. I'll tell you exactly what it is so I'm not setting you up or anything, okay? And to your best of your ability, I would like you to kind of walk us through exactly what this person's talking about because we're not 100% sure, okay?
So look at the screen right now?
No, you don't have to look at any screen because there's no video. I'm going to play audio. You just got to listen, okay? But I'll set it up for you. So the Dodgers beat the Giants last night, and the hero of the night is Cody Bellinger, okay? Cody Bellinger's doing an interview after the game, and he said something after the game that we're trying to figure out, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to play it for you. If you need to hear it twice, I will play it twice. You just have to ask, and then I'd like you to tell us exactly what he means, okay?
Okay.
All right, here it is. Cody Bellinger, unedited last night.
Huge props to Logan Webb, man. It's really hard to hit him. I mean, he shoved it up our butt twice.
Okay. Can you tell us what he's talking about there?
Okay, that's really hard to hit. He really shoved it up.
Would you like me to play it again?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to play one more time. Play it extra loud, please, Big Mac. so that Danielle can hear it. Last time, or you tell us what exactly he means. Really concentrate on the back half, not the front half, okay? Here we go.
Huge props to Logan Webb, man. That is really hard to hit on. I mean, he shoved it up our butt twice.
Okay. Can you please tell us what he means? Sorry?
Say what he said or what it means.
Okay, well, first off, what did he say?
He said, really, the last part I heard, I don't know the beginning, really hard to hit, and he shoved it up my butt twice.
Got it. Okay.
That's a good one. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out,
you
but listen.
You guys, man.
Danielle, I tell you what, why don't you give us a call again next Friday? We'll look forward to it, okay?
Really?
Yeah. We're going to give you.
Danielle from Staten Island. Come on, I have people listening.
All right, Danielle from Staten Island gets her own Friday segment, okay?
Cool. I'm going to hold you to that.
All right, we'll see you at John's Deli one day soon for some roast beef, okay?
All right, cool. Thank you, guys.
Be good to have your boyfriend and your family. Thanks for checking in. All right, there you go. She was able to hear it, but doesn't know what it meant.
Two down. She's got two Friday spots in a row down, Danielle.
Yeah.
She may become a star like she wanted to.
You never know.
It may happen.
She gets more shifts than Big Mac. Although lately, he's been like the star of the radio station.
Yeah, he's doing overnight tonight. He's on the other night. He's on every other
night. Here's Michael in Florida, New York. Michael, what's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. First off, on the handshake, I once went to go book a gig. I'm a singer in a band, and while talking to the owner of the club, put my hand out and shook it, like, you should shake a hand. And she crippled to the ground because of fibromyalgia. Who knew? I apologize.
You overshook someone's hand with fibromyalgia?
Wow.
Yeah.
You're an animal.
She went to the ground in pain. I know. Who knows? You know, she goes, don't you see I'm a little old lady, but... That's not why I'm calling. Our illustrious Dodger quote, I spent 35 years in the medical business in gastroenterology.
Okay.
And was a chaperone to almost thousands of digital rectal exams, because when a female doctor has a male patient, there must be a chaperone in the room. No hanky panky.
Yep, I understand that. Okay.
So I've seen thousands of these examinations, and I will tell you, to a person, they make a face every time that procedure begins.
Have
and I believe that's
ever,
what Mr. Bellinger was talking
in
about.
In the thousand or so experiences in your lifetime, did you ever participate in one in which they found a slider there?
No, never a slider, beef or baseball.
Got it. All right. So
sometimes a cutter, not a slider.
Just check. Well, maybe a change.
That's a different doctor.
Mike, what type of singing do you do?
I'm a lead singer in a classic rock and alternative cover band in Orange County, New York.
So what are we doing? We doing like Van Halen, Rolling Stones, that kind of stuff? We doing Creed?
The
what
Doors,
are we doing?
The Doors, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Matchbox 20, Foo Fighters, the Goo Goo Dolls.
Michael, I'm sorry. Can you repeat those bands again? Classic rock, cover band. Can you repeat the first couple you said there?
The band, The Doors, The Rolling Stones, and then Matchbox 20, Foo Fighters, and Group.
No, you said another band, you know, a very popular one.
Michael, what he's getting at is that he's a diehard Beatles fan. He thinks the Beatles are classic rock, and I don't.
I think the Beatles are a great musical act that we love to cover.
But in your opinion, as a musician, do you believe that the Beatles are classic rock?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
That's fine.
I do.
I'm not arguing
because
the point
because when
anymore,
you put that genre, when it emitted from them in that year, yeah, it was classic rock right then, and it's classic now. Again, doesn't have to be old to be a classic. It has to be an amazing song.
What is, of all the classic rock songs you guys cover, what is the number one requested song?
For us, we don't go by the number one requested song. We have a number of big songs that we do, and we do that ourselves. So this week's gig, Saturday, Aqualung, The Grand Illusion, and Why I Am by Dave Matthews. So there's a bunch of different songs.
All right, so you cover a number of decades, and I get it. Well, good luck with that. What's the name of the band?
Tangent, T-A-N-G-E-N-T. We have the attention span of a rock and roll band.
We'll go check it out one day, and good luck to you. There you go, Tangent. Meanwhile, Daniel Jones has gotten the nod. He will be starting on Sunday. I think that's a bad idea, but I'm not a doctor, nor am I Daniel Jones. I can't figure out for the life of me, though, how the New York Giants defense is going to stop an offense that is averaging just under 30 points a game? I'll tell you that the Giant offense, now that they're even without Saquon, they've got some more weapons back, that maybe they'll score a little bit. But how's our defense stopping a 30-point-a-game offense?
A time machine. If Leonard Williams can get to the quarterback, if the Giants can actually get a pass rush, which they still haven't had this year, if James Bradbury can be a lockdown corner, then you're in business. That's the thing. Guys have to start playing like it's last year. If not, then they're not going to stop them. Then this is going to be ugly. Then Cooper Kupp's going to catch two touchdowns for 150 yards. Robert Woods is going to have a big day. Sony Michel's going to have a big day. They've got to find a way to look like the defense from last year. Is that possible?
The only thing I could figure out that's a positive for the Giants, and I think it's an overrated fact, that people started using about 10 years ago.
Oh, don't do the West Coast, East Coast.
That is the only thing I could think of. I agree with you.
So last year.
But you have no other positives.
No. Last year, the New York Jets were going for the 0-for season.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted it. Craig wanted it. I even started to want it.
Sure.
And everything turned when they beat the Rams in L.A.
Right.
This
season, it's different going that way than coming this way.
But this season, the home team versus the road team thing doesn't apply anymore.
Maybe I didn't say it correctly.
No, I get it. You're talking about time changes. It's a wasted
old fact. I'm talking about a West Coast team playing the East at one.
I know. I get it.
That the Jets played there.
Tired and old and
boring. Got nothing to do with it, though.
But it doesn't matter.
You picked the wrong game.
Okay. No, I'm not trying to use a game of time.
No, you didn't use a game.
I'm just telling you, it doesn't matter. And I think you even admitted it.
You used the wrong game. It's okay. I'm not gonna beat you up over it.
Well, no, it just shows you that home road doesn't matter as much anymore.
I wasn't making home road
I know. You're talking about time differences.
I was saying West Coast team playing in the East specifically.
I know.
In the quote-unquote, we like to use this term, early window.
It's a waste.
You used the complete opposite.
Well, no, I wasn't trying to give you a specific time zone example. I'm trying to give you that the Jets were worse than the Giants. They went on the road. They beat a good Ram team.
But again,
it's the NFL. Week to week doesn't matter.
The point I was making.
Yes. No, I got your point. It was just, I'm telling you, it's irrelevant. That's
all. The point you brought up, the example, had nothing to do with my point.
No. The time difference point I wasn't countering with another example.
Ah.
I'm just reminding you that it doesn't matter. Like, did you realize? First of all, I'll give you this, and this is not going to argue my point. In fact, it's just interesting. Have you ever seen Daniel Jones's numbers at home compared to on the road?
They're terrible.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah. I heard someone talk about it the other day.
Which way?
Like, listen, none of his numbers are good win loss wise.
No, forget the win loss. I'm talking like just stats.
Good. I saw the win loss numbers. Well, good.
The win loss records are basically the same.
Right.
On the road, he's thrown 25 touchdowns to 7 picks.
Which you take for a career all day.
It's tremendous. QB rating of over 90. It's fantastic.
Good.
At home, 14 touchdowns, 16 picks, a QB rating of 77.
So I'd have to ask you this question.
Yeah.
You said it about Lindor. Maybe Daniel Jones can't handle New York. Is that what you're saying, Evan?
Not really.
What?
What I'm saying to you, and I was trying to express it, but it didn't go over well, is that home and road has been blurred over the last few years. And it's just backed up by numbers. Like, this season, do you realize that I think road teams are better?
Just straight up winning games?
Yeah, like straight up winning games. And so I think we could theorize on why, by the way.
Yeah.
But over the last few years, the home road advantage that used to be a big freaking deal doesn't mean anything. So I'm certainly not arguing why the Giants are going to win. I'm just pointing out the idea of, well, the Rams are on the East Coast. Ooh, the Rams are at MetLife Stadium. Just like what I was trying to say, and I apologize if I wasn't eloquent about
it. Apologize, you could just be wrong.
The Jets being in L.A., it just doesn't matter anymore. Like, where you play is not a big freaking deal. We grew up with it being a big deal. Doesn't matter anymore.
877-337-6666, coming up towards 5 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.